This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Is it better to understand the reason for a haunting, or is one better off not knowing why the dead have returned to make themselves known? That is the question we are left with after hearing this story. Often when we hear a ghost story, there seems to be some rhyme or reason for the haunting to occur. One can sometimes conclude that it's a deceased relative coming back with a message, or possibly a former resident still inhabiting the place they called home. In some cases, it's a very dark entity with nothing but nefarious intentions that simply latched on to an individual without their knowledge. In this next case, though, the dead seem to make themselves known to not only the residents, but also their guests. It also begs the question, do you let your guests know that you live in a haunted house, or do you let them discover this little secret on their own? Or do you hope and pray that it's never discovered? Our listener shares his story about the haunting that he and his family experienced in their home. This story takes place in the lower Hudson Valley, in a suburb 20 minutes north of New York City. Our area is steeped in lore and history going back to the founding of our nation. We are famous for stories like the Headless Horseman and various Native American legends abound, but I digress. My story begins in 2007 when I met my wife. I was a college kid in the city, and my wife, girlfriend at the time, grew up relatively close to where I was going to school. I'd stay over on a regular basis. I always felt uneasy when I was in the house alone, waiting for my wife to arrive back home from class or my in-laws to come back from work. I'd spend most of my time downstairs in the basement watching TV with their old terrier. I started to realize that I'd regularly hear footsteps on the first floor above me, then on the stairs to the second floor. I would have the door shut to the basement, but the distinctive sound of feet on hardwood floors was something that I could not ignore. Her dog would become agitated to the point of growling at the closed door anytime the footsteps would occur. I'd constantly check or call out to see who had entered, but no one would be there. I brought this up to my wife, and she admitted that she had indeed heard the footsteps. Furthermore, she felt uneasy sleeping in her old bedroom on the second floor. She'd be awoken by what she could only describe as someone stroking her hair. My wife's family would go away for the holidays. I stayed home with my family, so I had volunteered to stay with my wife's family dog and take him to the kennel the following day. That night was the first I had spent in the house by myself all year long. The dog and I spent quality time together, playing video games and watching TV in the basement, but I kept hearing those darn footsteps. I grew tired of the distracting footsteps and decided to go up to the first floor to stay in the living room in the front of the house with the dog. As we sat and watched TV, the dog became upset and would regularly go to the stairs that led up to the second floor to pace back and forth. I could not shake the feeling of being watched from the second floor landing either. At around 11 p.m., we went to sleep in my wife's old bedroom on the second floor. I shut the door, snuggled with the dog. But a half an hour later, I started to hear the footsteps again. But this time, they were walking up from the first floor, past the second floor landing, to the third floor. The pace and volume of the footsteps increased by the minute, until it felt as if an unseen person was running up and down the stairs. I started to get scared. The dog stood to attention at the end of the bed and growled loudly. He would not take his focus off the closed door and the sounds coming from behind it. After about 10 minutes, the footsteps went up past me to the third floor and then loudly down to the second floor landing, stopping right in front of my closed door. With the dog barking more loudly now, I made a split-second decision to burst through that closed door. I grabbed the dog and dashed through the door and down the stairs. I ran all the way out of the house and into my car, parked in the driveway. I slept in the back seat of my car until dawn with a dog and a blanket I had grabbed. After another year, my wife and I moved into the downstairs basement of the house. We created a mini-studio apartment and had a new terrier puppy, as my old friend had passed away. The footsteps never ceased, but we grew to live with them. One day we had brought some friends over and briefly left them in the basement as we went to the store to pick up some food items. When we returned, our friends promptly told us that my in-laws had arrived home because they heard the footsteps upstairs and apparent clanging of plates as well. We informed them that my in-laws were actually away for the weekend and that they had heard our resident spirit. We stayed in our mini studio for 3 more years, and in this time we had several very frightening experiences in the upstairs portion of the house. On a particular evening, my wife and I were going out for a night on the town, so she went to the second floor bedroom, which contained a vanity. She came briefly downstairs to retrieve a hair straightener, and when she returned upstairs, I heard her let out a very loud scream. Upon running upstairs, I found her just pointing to what looked like lotion smeared all over the mirror, ceiling, and outer walls of the bedroom. The ceilings are about 8 feet high, and when it required my wife standing on a chair to smear the lotion. The outer walls are about 7 or 8 feet away from the vanity where the lotion bottle sat, perfectly intact. Not only was there no trace of lotion anywhere on the bottle or even around it, but the bottle pump worked perfectly fine. The strangest part was the large vanity mirror, because the smears took the form of elongated handprints, complete with 5 fingers. I stared in amazement at the set of several prints and even tried to recreate one myself. I was able to copy the pattern on the mirror, so it must have been produced by someone's hand. We showed her parents, and they simply stated that the lotion bottle must have exploded. Several weeks later, my wife called both my father-in-law and me in an entirely frantic tone, saying that someone had broken in upstairs. She said she heard footsteps and glass breaking all over the place. As both my father-in-law and I were on our way home, we told her to lock herself in the bathroom and call 911. I arrived about 5 minutes later to find my wife and father-in-law looking very upset and confused. Nothing was out of place upstairs, and every door and window was secure. My wife clearly looked distressed and honestly had believed her life was in danger. The situation came to a head about 2 years later when my sister-in-law came to stay for a few days. She took the second floor bedroom as we were still downstairs in the basement apartment. The morning after, she recounted that she'd awakened in the middle of the night for no apparent reason and decided to go out to the bathroom. As she looked up, standing at the foot of her bed was a little girl with blonde hair and pink overalls. She looked to be around 8 or 9 years old with a bit of glow to her. In disbelief, my sister-in-law swiped her cell phone light back and forth in front of the girl, who remained standing at the foot of her bed staring straight at her. My sister-in-law decided to make a break for it and slowly slid off the side of the bed to creep around to the door. As she moved around the bed, the little girl simply pivoted to watch her all the way out of the room. I never witnessed a full-body apparition myself, but I did see shadow figures on the second floor landing. My wife and I have since moved from the house into our own separate apartment, but we have never discovered the meaning or reason behind the hauntings. I'm very interested to see what you make of the situation. Thanks, and much love.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.